Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Right now, we got a little bonus for you listeners. Obviously, I was out at King of the Hammers earlier this week, did our weekly show out there, which means that I had this little bonus interview that I did with Jason Anderson. Yes, Supercross rider Jason Anderson, also known as El Hombre. And I wasn't able to fit it into the national show because I was out at KOH. So you're getting a little added bonus here on the website, and if you subscribe to our feed there on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. So we're going to roll right into this interview with Jason Anderson. Next week, it'll be back to normal on the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Obviously, on my other show, Project Action as well. Please, if you haven't already, go over there to iTunes, hit that subscribe button to this show, and please, please, please leave a rating and a review. It definitely helps us out. 1 through 5 stars, won't tell you how to rate us, but please help support us. And if you leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the review, I'll see it, and I'll follow you back on social media. Speaking of social media, it's at JimBeaver15, and make sure and check us out on the web, downanddirtyshow.com. For all the latest in motorsports. All right, here is Jason Anderson. Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my next guest to the line, Mr. Jason Anderson. First off, Jason, I got to ask you, man, how are things with you? Last we saw in your last Instagram post, obviously not so good, but I mean, you sound well. How's everything going?
Yeah, I mean, as far as my bones and stuff there, I broke a couple things, and but as far as, you know, just I feel good now. I feel pretty healthy, and, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, talking about that, I mean, what are we looking at recovery time for this? I mean, I know they say, what, around 8 weeks possibly. Obviously, we know we've got – I mean, you're going to work your ass off to get back on the bike as quick as possible. I mean, what are we probably looking at time frame-wise?
Definitely 8 weeks till I could actually ride, and then after that, I'm probably just going to be ready for the outdoor season.
Okay, so at this point, you're just kind of super cross on the back burner. It's like, all right, let's concentrate on taking an outdoor championship.
Yep, exactly.
So, well, you know, talking about that, I mean, heading into this year, obviously coming off the big 2018 championship, I mean, you know, you guys as a whole, you guys had to been, you know, coming into this year with some really, really high expectations. And I know you've said you felt like you guys kind of, you weren't right there out of the box. I mean, as far as the team goes, obviously you guys, you know, have a first-class operation there. I mean, you know, looking at, 2019, I mean, how do you feel like the team is, though, as a whole?
I think the team's good. It's, I've been with them forever, so I don't really know much different. But everything's going good, and yeah, a lot of it is just trying to, you know, get the pieces of the puzzle together and get it figured out to do it year in and year out. And I was able to do pretty good last year, but wasn't able to pull it off this year. But we'll keep working forward towards it and see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, going back, looking at 2018, man, I mean, because you're one of those guys, you were successful on 250s, but I feel like you as a rider, man, for some odd reason, you hit the 450 bike, and I felt like it just worked for you, because right away, I mean, you were out swinging. I mean, you're finally able to put it all together last year. I mean, and you were close a couple times, but I mean, what was so special about last year? What do you think made things actually tick and finally fall into place for you guys?
Yeah, I don't think I rode much different last year. I think the biggest thing last year was just that the fact that I put my head down and was up there for the battle every weekend. You know, it wasn't like I was, you know, having 10th place weekends and then first place weekends. I was up there ready to battle and be on the podium every weekend. So I think that was one of the bigger parts of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've talked to a lot of riders, and there's there's guys like you'd said, they go out and they can take wins, and then they fall off on the bad weekends. They're just kind of unheard of, and then on the good weekends, you know, they're first or second. And I know to take a championship, you've still got to have your share of wins. But is it tough to find that consistency where you're just always around the podium hunt? I mean, I got to feel there's a handful of guys that we know are going to be up there, but still, man, there's some really good riders in Supercross, you know, and it's really easy to fall out of the top 10.
Oh yeah, 100%. I think it's super hard or super easy. I mean, because everyone's going so fast all the way up the roster, so it's crazy. It's a high level of racing right now, but I guess it makes it interesting. You don't really know what's going to happen from weekend to weekend.
Yeah, well, and you as a rider, I mean, that's got to have you excited. You know, riders like competition, you know, and everybody goes, oh, isn't it better when so-and-so doesn't show up and you can go and win? And, like, to me, I mean, I race trophy trucks, you know, and it's like, dude, I want the best of the best there when I'm going to show up, you know? And it's like, I feel like you as a rider, like, when you take a win and everybody's there in the field, doesn't it feel that much better?
Yeah, it does. That is the truth, for sure.
So here's a question for you, though. Obviously, you know, you made the transition from 250s to 450s a few years back. I want to talk about that transition because, you know, you knew what it took to win a championship on a 250. I mean, what was the biggest changing point for you? Because we've seen riders where they make the move to the bigger bike and they struggle. It didn't seem like you had those struggles. I mean, that 450 worked for you. I mean, how was that transition for you? Because to me, it seemed pretty seamless and easy, whereas some of the riders we've seen, like, man, it takes them a little while to get up to speed.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely took me a good little bit, just for the fact of the bike being heavier, and you kind of got to respect the power a little bit more. But I think I'm a bigger guy, so I kind of struggled a little bit on the 250. As far as getting all the power out of it. But I feel like I've gotten, I think that's the biggest reason why I really did have a hard time in the 250 class was just because I couldn't really, I felt like I was big, and I felt like I was racing guys that were a lot smaller than me, and they were able to, you know, kind of fit the bike a little bit better.
Yeah, well, you know, looking at things now, like, obviously you've got a great team around you. Like you said, you've been with the same team for a long time. You guys know each other. You know how things work. I mean, you know, you've got stability, and I think that's one of the big things. You talk to anybody, and, you know, talking to Barsha earlier this year, you know, he's like, I got some stability now. And you as a rider, having that stability, having that support system, man, that's got to go a long way, you know, knowing year after year, you know, you know these guys, they're going to have your back. You know, you've got a ride, you know, so it's like you're able to go and put in the work on your end and not worry about kind of the business side of things. Has that made a big difference, you think, in your career?
Yeah, 100%. I think it is made a huge difference. So, yeah, I think that's one thing I have on my side.
Yeah. So looking at things, man, obviously, you know, 2019 didn't shape up the way you wanted it to. I mean, what can you, you know, is there anything, you know, because you're already, I know you're looking at Supercross 2020, you know what I mean, and knowing, hey, you know, we got to come back. We got to be one, you know, we want that number one spot back. I mean, is there anything you can learn through the rest of this Supercross season that you can take into next year, even though you're not necessarily going to be on the bike at every single round?
Not really. I feel like the only thing that really helps me is just being on my bike. So I'm kind of bummed about that. But, as far as like learning and stuff, maybe I could watch the guys a little bit on TV, but, yeah, I mean, that's really it. Just watching them on TV, seeing what they do a little different here or there. But, at the same time, it's not like too much rocket science, you know, so we're just trying to, you know, put our heads down and just be better and see if we could, you know, do that when we come back riding.
Well, in looking at outdoor season, obviously, you know, talking about that, you definitely, you know, we're going to see you there. What's the training? I mean, what's the biggest training difference you have? Because I know a lot of guys, you know, bikes are completely different. But what's the biggest thing with training? How do you approach the outdoor season versus, you know, the indoor season? Because I know you as a rider, it's just a different type of racing that you have to do for outdoors.
Yeah, basically we just have to get all of our motos in there. Motos are a little bit longer. As far as off the bike, we don't do anything different. On the bike, we just do longer motos as far as training and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and looking at 20, you know, the outdoor season, man, I mean, obviously, wasn't it, did you have an injury last year in outdoors? I mean, you know, the good thing, I guess, about outdoors, the tracks are kind of the same year to year to year.
Yeah.
I mean, any of the rounds you're looking forward to, what are some of the outdoor tracks that you feel like really fit your riding style?
Southwick. I really want to go to Southwick and just try and make it to that one. And that's one of my favorite tracks, I think, on this schedule.
Yeah. What's the biggest difference in, I mean, an approach to outdoors for you versus indoors?
I think outdoors, you just need to be super fit, you know, and just that 30 minutes is gnarly. And I don't think a lot of people really understand how gnarly it actually is. So that's the biggest part of it.
Yeah, well, and I guess too, man, I mean, some of those races in the summertime, it's some brutal heat you guys are riding in. I mean, it's, you guys got to be hydrating like crazy because, I mean, it's nasty out there.
Yeah, it is hot. That is the truth. So, yeah, just trying to figure all that out is definitely tough, but that's kind of our job, you know, to figure all that stuff out. So we'll hopefully have it handled by then.
Yeah. All right, well, I got a question before we let you go because this is one of those, just on the show, just so you know, the past few years, like, we don't even call you Jason Anderson. You're just El Hombre. And all our listeners know by now, we just call you El Hombre. You know, it's like, oh, El Hombre got the win. How the heck did El Hombre, how did that whole name come into play for Jason Anderson? I mean, what's the backstory? Because there's got to be some kind of backstory to this.
There actually isn't really too big of a backstory. It was just kind of a little messing around. They would call me that, like Alden and stuff. They call me, since I'm from New Mexico and I'm, I guess, Mexican, they always call me like jokes and stuff like that, so I changed my Instagram name to that and it just kind of stuck.
Yeah, that's it's one of those, a joke that just sticks with you. Now you're owning it, man. You are El Hombre, right? Everybody on TV calls you that. It's just, it's stuck, man.
Yep.
Awesome.
Crazy. It's cool though.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Jason, man. Great catching up. Bummed about the injury. You know, stoked that we're going to see you in the outdoors, though, and obviously back, you know, in Supercross in 2020.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. I guess this bonus interview with Jason Anderson. We'll be back next week with a regular edition of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. If you haven't already, please go over to iTunes, check us out, subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Also hit the subscribe button to Project Action and follow me on social media at JimBeaver15 and check out all the content we're dropping on the web at downanddirtyshow.com. Hopefully you guys have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the support as always. See you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.